The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and I am your guest host, Rebecca Miller. I am here for John Ryan, who had a previous commitment. The dynamic John Ryan will not be here today. I'm sorry, folks. Our co-host today is Anne Hirsch.
Good morning.
How are you doing today, Anne?
Very well, thank you.
Great to have you. As you know, I told you before, Christina is always excited when you're our guest host. Anne is a Project Independence member since, I believe, 2013, and a frequent favorite co-host for Project Independence and You.
One of my favorite things to do since I've connected with Project Independence.
Wonderful. We're happy to have you.
Thank you.
As you know, Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who want to remain in their own homes as they age. Services include transportation for food shopping and medical visits, help at home with minor home maintenance, nursing and social work community services, fitness classes, community education, information and referral, anything that's needed. If we don't currently provide the service, we try and connect you to that service. I always like to read this verbatim just so I don't miss anything. So if it sounds like I'm reading, you're right, I am. That will end shortly. To find out more about Project Independence services, you can call 311, or you can always dial 869-6311 to get more information. Because if you're actually not within North Hempstead and you dial 311 from your home phone, you could get, or, you know, not your home phone, actually, you'll get either the city or some other number. So it's always good to know you can call from anywhere, 516-869-6311. One of the programs of Project Independence is this weekly radio show. It's heard every Friday morning from 10 a.m. to noon here on WCWP.org. Today's show is going to be a very special one. Our first guest is the dynamic and fabulous Shari Baton. Shari is our mobility manager and is really extraordinary how she can really help. She explains the Project Independence transportation program, Anne. And also, if you're not in the town and you happen to get Shari, she's not going to say, I'm sorry, you don't live here, we can't help you. She will help. She will help connect you to the services that are out there, get you phone numbers. And it's just been a great pleasure working with her. And I'm so glad that you're a guest today on the show. As you guys know, I came in, I was a little shook up. I was, Christina and I both were kind of behind a pretty bad accident, and which kind of made us run a little bit late. So I think just because it is, seasons are changing, I don't like to say that, leaves will be falling, making traffic kind of tricky. So maybe a little bit on after we talk, we could talk a little bit about safety. But one of the things I think we should talk about with Shari today, Anne, is that we could all use some tips and rules when driving. And also, how do you become a member of the Project Independence Transportation Program?
Hello. Thank you so much for having me, Rebecca and Anne. Yes, so I'm Shari Baton. I'm the Senior Mobility Manager for the town. So I help people to get around. I give safety programs and talks, and I also manage our very busy taxi transportation program. Just to give you an idea how busy, we are now averaging around 3,000 rides a month, and that's just seniors, yes, in our town. And it's for medical, deeply discounted rides for medical appointments, as well as free trips to local shopping centers to make sure that nutritional needs are met. And I know we're going to be talking about several things today, safety and tips, but since I started talking about the taxi program a little bit. I think that many people might know about that program, but just, you know, if anyone is a senior in our town who resides within the town, they are eligible. So you only need to be 60. And all you have to do is call 311 to be connected to the transportation program or any of Project Independence services. And, you know, and all we ask is it has to be a day ahead of time. You could call several days, even a week ahead of time. But, you know, just ahead of time, we do need to organize our program the day before so that there's timely pickups.
Sherry, yes. A lot of us who are seniors say, oh, we don't need anything like this. We're mobile. We know how to do things. So what are some of the reasons why I really should listen to this and not say, you know, that I don't really need it when, who knows, maybe I will need it?
That's true. First of all, you never know what happens. So just knowing that there's a service out there that exists, sometimes people need the program because of temporary reasons. They have knee surgery, hip surgery. They had an accident. They twisted their ankle. They still need to get to the doctor and to rehab and to various medical appointments. Or maybe they were never the driver and depended on a spouse who always drove, but they're suddenly in a situation where they cannot.
So let me see. My doctor is up on Community Drive, and mm-hmm. in a snowstorm, is this really a good thing for me to be aware of?
Oh, every senior in our town should be aware of this and should know for themselves, for their loved ones, for their neighbors, and refer to the program. But, you know, in any kind of weather, if you're uncomfortable driving, this is absolutely an option for you. Again, this is just an option. You don't have to. You could call a neighbor. You could call a family member. But the point of this program is to remain independent. And, you know, not having to pull on the kids who maybe are a little bit far and are taking care of their young children and need to live their own life. And that's the main reason. You know, the cost of taxis very high in the suburbs, and it's a burden.
You know, Jerry, when yes. Project Independence was first established many years ago, you know, it's an aging in place initiative. And so we wanted to make sure that the programs and services are geared toward the whole premise of keeping somebody in their home safely. And the major kind of issue, the priority, was getting to a doctor visit and getting food. So that's where this transportation program was established. For a lot of people, like you were saying, you don't need it right now. And maybe, hopefully, you'll never need it. But it's there. It's always good to plan. It's good to be aware. And sometimes it's even good to know that you can let your neighbor know. Sometimes you see your neighbor is slowing down, maybe not bringing in his or her mail as frequently, and you notice some things, and maybe they're not getting around like they used to. You can let them know that there's a service of the town, and all they need to do is call 311. And one thing you were saying before about the storms is, you know, obviously inclement weather is dangerous for anyone to drive, and there have been times where we've had to, you know, we leave it up to the taxi company to make that decision whether they're putting their cars on the road. But we tend to ask people to stay at home if the weather looks bad. But planning around that is really exactly what this program's about. So, Sherry, if somebody calls in and they're a new person and maybe they have a doctor's appointment, it's also important to clarify that this program really is only geared for residents in North Hempstead to go to destinations in North Hempstead. We just happen to have several major, fantastic hospital systems in our town of North Hempstead, and a lot of the doctors associated with those hospitals have practices around. So it's really a great match for this town and our residents.
Sherry, one last thing. When I call and I ask for this kind of service, will I sort of be a second-class citizen and wait maybe 3-4 hours before they really show up, or are they as good as any taxi service that there is in the area?
Well, hopefully that wouldn't happen, or we wouldn't have such a successful program. Quite honestly, This is taxi service. We subcontract with some fantastic partners that provide fabulous service. And what we've done is we're taking advantage of their downtime. So we encourage people, which is something that I wanted to answer Rebecca's question. When I speak to somebody who's new to the program, I let them know what to expect. This is a regular taxi company. What we bring is a lower rate, and we encourage people to use the taxi off-peak because you will have more timely service. If a taxi is more than 20 minutes late, it's considered late, and we record that and track that. And if there's a couple a month, then we have to talk to management. Well, we would talk to them anyway if it was anything significant. But, you know, we might need to meet with them and say, is there a problem? So this is something we watch very closely. So one of the expectations I try to manage is letting people know, you know, not only what the rates are and finding out if they're appropriate to ride, you know, how their mobility is, can they get in and out of a taxi, because this program is about taxis. It's not vans. They need to be able to just turn and sit or transfer from a wheelchair, etc. Once they're deemed appropriate, then I let them know that when the best time to ride is. Now, we don't prevent somebody from riding during a peak hour because some specialists or, you know, dialysis or radiation, you get your appointment that you get and that's it. But if it's a regular rider, we want them to know about that. That's really important. Also, we need, you know, that reservation has to be made ahead of time. Unfortunately, if somebody calls same day and says, oh, I just woke up with, I don't know, my thumb hurts, you know, it's non-emergency. So if anybody has the expectation, they can pick up the phone and call. I need to tell them that's not going to work with this program. And basically, this is, you know, a service to get to your appointment and back. They're not going to be able to make an unscheduled stop for you to go to the bank or stop to get a prescription. This is simply to get you to your appointment and back. And it's a deeply discounted fare. Within your own town is probably only $3.50. And tipping is always appreciated. And just to let you know what happens in bad weather, you know, throughout the winter we have, it could be a slick of ice, there could be, you know, a little slush, you know, and there are days that you do need to get out. The program might be suspended if it's in the middle of a storm. Anything that would impair safe driving on the roads, but
Sherry,
everyone would be called.
We are at 2 minutes before we break for the first time, and I just wanted to, we'll get back to that, what you were talking about after the break. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I always like to do before, when I'm introducing the show, is just go down the list of who will be our guest today. And we kind of just jumped right into transportation because, of the kind of, I guess, the accident we all kind of saw today, and we just wanted to jump right into it. But today on the show, now, I thought we had a lot of acronyms, Christina, in our business, but we have three special guests from Family and Children's Association programs. We have Lisa Stern, who is the Assistant VP of Senior Programs and Program Director of ISIP. I will let her explain that acronym when she is in here at the next, when they get in for their part. Tammy Ditkoff, who's Friendly Visitor Program Coordinator, and Martha Matta, Senior Financial and High Cap Director at Family and Children's Association. So when we're speaking with them, when we come back, we'll have Sherry again, and following that, we'll be talking with our guests from Family and Children. And of course, we cannot forget about the extraordinary Christina Liu, who is the Department of Services Project Independence Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist, and also the producer of Project Independence in You, going into its fifth year, and really just pulls together incredible programs and guests and works very hard on this program. And of course, we're always grateful to LIUWCWP.org for letting us use this fantastic studio and have this radio show air from here. So that's the story with Project Independence and You's introductions. And we'll be back shortly with Sherry Baton, Project Independence Senior Mobility Manager.